entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
I'm Bill Zortman, and this is It's Your Business on this Good Friday. It's show number 647 in our original It's Your Business series. In our second hour today, we're really going to push spring. First half of the show, Paul DeJong, Landscape Garden Center, and Sam Kezar, SDSU trained board certified arborist. Second half of the 10 o'clock hour, we talk with Great Life. We get their updates, explain the nutrition side and passing of the torch in the game of golf. But this hour, we're going to visit with Busy Lizzie's, nation's only flourless bakery, Mary Howard, Howard Group of Robert W. Baird, when to retire. A guy named Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village, is with us as well, talking about the HOAs and vacation-like living. But we start the hour with Jody Schwan, the Sioux Falls Business Journal. Jody gave us the cover story Monday, pretty much the Earth Month in the state of green. Jody, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. I think our green theme fits with your spring show. What do you think?
I think it's perfect.
All right, we'll go with it then. We took a broad overview of kind of the state of green building in Sioux Falls in this week's cover story. And what we found are a number of things. I mean, we've got some really signature LEED certified projects. You know, you think of Sharapa Place, that was done in the mid-2000s. And more recently, Vance Thompson Vision out in southwest Sioux Falls has really integrated some nice green elements. But on the whole, our limited green building kind of is due to a number of factors. We don't have a whole lot of green buildings in town, Bill. And for one, you might think this is a good thing, but comparatively nationally, we have fairly low energy prices anyway. And that's sometimes what motivates a builder, an owner of a building to go green. We don't have a whole lot of market demand for these projects, and we don't necessarily offer the same kinds of rebates or financing programs that other cities or states might. But at the same point, we have a number of businesses that are really doing some innovative things. Raven Industries comes to mind. Their renovated downtown headquarters has lots of green elements, including a garden on the roof that's going to be growing this year. And even Little Strawdale Winery has integrated some really neat sustainable practices into their building. So if you want to know more, log on to SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com. You can read several of those business profiles and learn more if you are a building owner or considering a building project about what types of sustainable elements you might want to include.
Other stories you're working on, and of course, you're now a columnist, something that you weren't until the big changes were made at the newspaper.
I know I am. As we expanded our Argus Leader, I now have a Sunday business column, and so that's my weekly challenge to try to find something that's topical to share with people. I like the one that's coming up this Sunday, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. I'm going to introduce you to a property owner who is living on a bit of an island in the middle of the city, and she is putting her property on the market. That's going to create an interesting and rare opportunity, I think, for a potential buyer. So more to come on her story. That's in Sunday's Argus Leader. But another thing I'm following is the continued development out of the new zoning ordinance, which the voters, of course, passed earlier this month. Starting to talk to a number of developers and hear about some projects in the works that might take advantage of these new zoning options. A lot of them are mixed-use type of projects where people would live and work in the same property. So watch for those later on in the year. There's just a lot of conversations going on right now between developers and City Hall as they all try to work through these new regulations. But ultimately, I think we will see some pretty interesting projects roll out here as the year goes along.
Nice project announced earlier in the week, the Special Olympics.
Yes, absolutely. Going to be a great training center for them. And again, you know, shows the strength of the nonprofit community in Sioux Falls and the willingness of businesses to contribute to efforts like this. So it will be fun to watch that come together.
Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal. We've been doing this for a year now.
Hard to believe. Is that it, Bill?
I think it's close.
Okay.
But
you keep track of those anniversary shows and whatnot, so you have to let me know.
Well, I don't know how many columns you've done, but you're not at 647 yet, so.
Not even close. No, hard to think about that.
Jody, you have a nice Easter weekend.
Thank you. You too, Bill.
We'll talk to you again on Monday. Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau, joins us this morning. Jesse, good morning to you.
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be here.
You know, we did get through the April 15th tax day. We're now in a position to look for scams that try to trick us. We know there are a lot of great businesses out there, but these scammers are liable to do most anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully you got your taxes filed on Tuesday, and probably a lot of you that got a refund have already gotten that refund. So what are you going to do with it? A lot of people look to do some home improvement with that. Maybe they need to put a new roof on after the ice storm or take some trees down. And this is the time of year that we, once the weather starts to get nice, we start to see what we call storm chasers. And those are the groups of people that move from storm to storm across the country and try and take advantage of people as it relates to some home improvement projects. So if somebody knocks on your door and tells you that they have enough shingles left over to do your roof from another job, that should be a big clue. Maybe they don't know how to measure a roof. And if they have extra asphalt left over to do your driveway, again, maybe they don't know how to measure for the right load of asphalt. So we had both those things come through here last year. And so I always caution people that if somebody knocks on your door, certainly if you live in the city of Sioux Falls, you want to ask them to see their peddler permit, because the city of Sioux Falls requires door-to-door salespeople to have a peddler's license. And then ask them to see their tax ID number from the Secretary of State of South Dakota. They actually have, if you're going to do business in South Dakota, you have to be an established business. And so they need to have the proper licensing there as well. If you're an arborist, there's even additional licensing that the city of Sioux Falls requires. So make sure before you do any of those projects that you ensure that they have the proper licensing that they need to conduct business in our city and our state.
Got to tell you a story. It was just a week ago. It's a Saturday afternoon. I'm just sitting there chilled out after a long week. I'm not in my comfort king yet, but I'm thinking about it. The guy rings the doorbell, and a bright young man wanted to talk about the fact that I had a red yellow chair and was I going to repaint it. And went from right in there to, have you noticed how bad your neighborhood has become? I said, really? I said, what was your clue to that? He said, well, you've got people that have moved in. And then he proceeded to talk about the people next door that were going to get a security system from them. And it was like, you know, I've been in this neighborhood 12 years. I'm comfortable with it. Nice young couples have moved in. And quite frankly, I don't think my neighborhood's deteriorating, but I should have probably checked to see if he had a permit. He was an aggressive young salesperson, and I think everybody has a right to go door to door if they're so licensed. But it kind of bothered me a little bit that this guy came to my door, started ripping my neighborhood, and ripping the neighbors, including one that he just said was endorsing him.
Well, it's an interesting sales strategy. It'd be one I have not heard of before. But, yeah, that's another thing. This time of year, a lot of college kids looking for work. These security companies hire large groups of kids to go sell their security systems door to door. And, again, check them out. Go online to BBB.org. Give us a call at 271-2066. That's really an important first step, I think, just to protect yourself.
And if it's your security company that we're talking about today, we'd love to have you come on, and we'd love to talk to you a little bit about your bedside manner of sorts, you know, in a neighborhood. You come in and insult the neighborhood, insult the guy that's been selling real estate on that street for years, is very comfortable, and tries to be an ambassador on the street.
Yeah, probably not.
Something wrong with that?
Yeah, probably not the best strategy, huh?
No, that bothered me. Should it have bothered me?
Yeah, sure.
Would it have bothered you if it had been your neighborhood?
They were in my neighborhood last year, too. I didn't hear that strategy, but okay. They're creative.
All right. If you hear about them, let's invite them on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
People have questions about any of these too-good-to-be-true situations. They can call you.
You bet. Again, 271-2066 or at BBB.org. And I'm hoping I can take a second here just to do a little bit of shameless promotion.
Be shameless.
Okay. Next Saturday, April 26th, the Better Business Bureau and Crime Stoppers is sponsoring our annual annual citywide shred event. And we're excited this year because we are adding a third location to the city of Sioux Falls. So we are going to be at our regular location at 57th and Louise in the MidWest Bank parking lot. Our second location is at East 10th Street in Sycamore. And then our new downtown location is going to be at 12th and Phillips Avenue, just north of Sushi Masa in that flat parking lot. The city of Sioux Falls is very graciously letting us use that lot for this event. And what we encourage you to do, again, because you will have just got your taxes done, so there's one more year of old documents you can shred. Any of those credit card offers, old bank statements, maybe you keep old checks, pack those all up. Drive on down to one of our locations, and we have Boy Scouts helping us this year. So they're going to take your documents that need shredded out of your backseat or your trunk, put them in the shredding bins, and a Crime Stoppers volunteer will ask you for if you would consider a donation to support Crime Stoppers, and $5 a box of documents, and then you're on your way. It's just really that simple, and a really simple way to protect yourself from identity theft.
All right, Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau. If you hear those security people, let Jesse know about him. We'd like to invite him on and talk a little bit about insulting of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Would be an interesting segment, wouldn't it?
Made me mad. All right, Jesse, we'll talk to you next week. Maybe even throw you in on the Monday show.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about it right after Jody. But when we come back, we're going to talk State of Green. He's got purple on today, but that's okay. Tony Bachman will be here. We'll talk about HOAs and what's new at Canterbury Village, all a part of It's Your Business.
It's not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24/7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesian, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
Best of Mike Gallagher, weekend 6 to 9 p.m. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Tony Bachman, Keller Williams, Canterbury Village joins us. Jody, Sioux Falls Business Journal cover story for this week dealt with green, as in building. More and more talk about the need to do that. And how do you, from helping with a builder, helping as a realtor, helping with the customers, how do you feel about the green?
Well, I think it's always a movement that we're going in the right direction here. It's something that is always talked about in the media and the news, and I think everybody wants to try to do what's right for the environment and for when it comes to building. I mean, obviously, we've all gotten on board with recycling, that sort of thing. So the green is just part of that movement.
Canterbury Village has been successful with your husband, wife, builder, quality control team. The HOA, the Eastside location, all has been very good for all involved, including the people that have moved in, and for Sioux Falls in general.
Yeah, right place, right time, right people. You know, that location, location, location thing we've talked about in the past. It has been, well, when you talk about anniversaries, it's been 2 years now since Brad and Tammy and then Joanne Strike, and they had purchased Canterbury Village and actually had revitalized it. And so, you know, here we are 2 years later, and we have just done things that we didn't imagine we would do in 2 years' time. We'd spent, I think right now we have just about everything sold out except for a couple units. And now we're going to start on phase two, which is pretty exciting of this whole adventure. But, of course, when you talk about, also when we talk about green, we still are going to do the garden and that sort of thing out there at the Canterbury Village. But, yeah, the location, you know, being on the east side of town, that whole area has really just grown and blossomed. I think people they like it. They love that area out there because it's nice and quiet and you're right on the edge of town.
I've had a chance with Tony and with Brad and Tammy to actually visit some of the parties that you've had, some of the events. And what did stick out to me were the demographics, the testimonials that people had as they would gather together on a monthly event and share how it is truly a community.
Yeah, I mean, when you have that village concept, I mean, it really is, you know, everybody knows each other, and they really enjoy other people's company. They get a chance to get together on a regular basis for the potlucks that they do every month. And then a lot of them get together, and they do separate, where they have they get together for cards on a regular basis or whatever events. They have their friends over, and they have like in the clubhouse, they have a huge flat-screen TV. So they have, some of them have, like, you know, their sports events where they get together, and so they really enjoy each other's company. And also it's a great place for the people that live there to be able to have their friends and family over also.
The prices start in the 260s.
260s, yeah. We're on all the way up to around 300, depending on what amenities you want in the units for your home. And right now we've got a couple of them that if you can pick out your finishes, your choice of whether you want granite, whether you want colors, wood flooring, that sort of thing. It's been real popular.
Open houses, the fact that you have a couple, you're still talking to people because there is a plan for another phase.
Right, right. I mean, we want to just keep the conversation going because it isn't something that, you know, sometimes people need 6 months to a year to decide that this is actually for them. And when we do that, we've got these other buildings that are coming up. And, you know, if they like what they see, we can, you know, basically reserve a spot for them, you know, when we have that building up. And right now we've got conversations going with four different people about our future buildings coming up, hopefully sometime September, October.
And how do they reach you?
My cell number is 605-201-5998. Our office is 275-0555. And then also we have a website, CanterburyVillageSFSD.com. Has some great pictures, tells a lot about, you know, what's going on out there and some testimonials.
When you get to Good Friday, 18th of April, we're talking about Parade of Homes not being too far away, the 10th to the 12th and the 17th to the 19th.
Right, yeah, just around the corner, and I know that we're looking to see if we can make a trifecta out of the awards here, because the last two Parade of Homes, Brad and Tammy have won the awards for their category in reference to, you know, Canterbury Village and those out there. So,
yeah. Why do you think they won in the last couple of years? What do you see as an advantage for what Brad and Tammy have done, what Canterbury Village has done?
Well, I think when they're looking at these, they're looking at all of the, you know, the people that are on this, and what they're looking at, all the different homes, is does your home have a wow, you know, a wow factor? And, you know, their quality and, you know, convenience, that sort of thing. So all those things play in. And I think that the people that do come out, I mean, truly, when they walk in the door, their first words are, wow, this is really nice. And so I think that they make it pretty tough for anybody else that's in their category.
Going back to some of the people that I met out at Canterbury Village, you never know when a lifestyle change is going to affect you. Mm-hmm. And maybe you've been comfortable in the home you're in, but suddenly you don't want to have to take care of the grass, the moving of the snow, any of the outside concerns. And it makes a lot of sense to be able to go to a place where it is like a vacation. You don't have to worry about that. You just worry about what's inside.
Right. And that's with the lifestyle aspect of Canterbury Village is the fact that you can either sit back and relax or you can make the most of your active lifestyle. And I think that's probably the case in most people's lives is the fact that they're very busy. They have families that they like to go visit and see. They have a second home on a lake or they like to travel down south. And so with this, it really gives everyone a lot of flexibility and they get a chance to enjoy things as opposed to always worrying about who's going to take care of this or that.
Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village, Keller Williams. And what really works for you is it's a home game. Every time you go, you can walk there, particularly if the weather is decent.
Yeah.
And today we've got a nice day.
Yeah. It's really easy for us to be able to, show the units to you. If anybody has some interest, they can give us a call. Again, my office number is 275-0555. And we'd be more than glad to arrange a time. And I know the Brad and Tammy are out there on a regular basis also. They also, they drop what they're doing and they take as much time as anybody wants to, visit about the Canterbury Village.
Good guy, Tony Bachman, Keller Williams, Canterbury Village. A chance for you to make that change. Pick the location, east side of Sioux Falls, Dubuque, Madison area.
Yes.
And it fits. Remember, if you want to do some tinkering with what they have, now's the time to call, and you call.
It's 605-201-5998. That would be my cell number. Meantime, happy Easter to you, Bill.
You betcha. You have a nice weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Just ahead, retirement. When will it happen for you? Mary Howard. Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company has a common scenario following Fox Business News on the half hour. One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesia, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website at e.gov and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation.
Today, we welcome to the show Mary Howard, financial advisor, Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company. Mary has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry, and she's with us to talk about understanding the key risk in retirement. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
You've worked for years and years. Your kids are grown. You've probably started looking forward to the life of leisure you always promised yourself. Shouldn't retirement be the time you finally get to relax and not have to worry about the future?
Bill, it certainly should be a time to relax and finally enjoy some of the benefits of all the planning and saving you've hopefully done along the way. But that doesn't mean you can simply turn off the facts of life. I think it's important to look at retirement as the beginning of a new phase in life, not just the end. It took a lifetime of hard work and dedication to your family, your job, and yourself. But like the earlier phases of your life, you still have to face reality.
Now, looking at our economy, that reality can seem rather daunting. Risks today seem to be much larger than they were in the past.
The risks themselves are actually very similar to what you've faced for years. The difference is their impact can now have a greater effect on you, and your opportunity to adjust them may be smaller.
many coming retirees will pay for their retirement is quite different than when they began their careers. You see, the switch seems to be, Mary, from the days of the pensions and the Social Security paying for the retirement is all but over. Now you're expected to do your own saving, your own investing. Hasn't this added an additional layer of risk?
It has somewhat, Bill. The risk of your savings disappearing was there before as well. But the move from pensions to IRAs has certainly shifted the pressure of saving to the individual. And after watching their IRAs shrink so far over the last few years, many people are understandably feeling more at risk.
Mary, I'm interested. What do you consider the biggest risks?
The two biggest ones that most people will face are investment risk and inflation risk.
All right, let's start with investment risk. Is that similar to the market volatility that brought about the so-called lost decade for many people and their portfolios?
That is part of it, Bill. The people who lost the most during the market's fall were those whose asset allocation was most heavily weighted towards stocks. If you remain too heavily invested in stocks during retirement, you run the risk of being too aggressive and facing excessive market volatility. Every time the market jumps up or down, your portfolio will do the same. On the other hand, if you're too heavily weighted toward bonds or cash, you may risk prematurely running out of money because your portfolio won't earn enough return during your retirement. For example, those whose asset allocations were weighted toward bonds and cash might have lost less during the recent recession, but they also probably gained less in advance of it. So, Bill, this is really a double-edged sword, and I would say it's too important not to speak to a financial advisor to plan for it.
Whoa, a minute. Now, you're saying inflation does bring risk?
Inflation is sneaky. You may not realize it's happening over the short term, but over the long term, it can wreck a retirement strategy by eroding the value of assets set aside to meet everyday expenses. Inflation has historically averaged about 3% annually. That doesn't seem like much, but it can have a dramatic impact on the purchasing power of your income over the course of your retirement. Just consider, Bill, the changes in the cost of gas, milk, or bread over the past 25 years. You and your financial advisor need to invest in a way that provides an increasing level of income, or you need to adjust your retirement goals over time.
What about one of the biggest hot-button issues in this election year? Health care.
That and elder care are significant expenditures that show no signs of decreasing. We're living longer, and it's becoming more expensive to do so. Traditional solutions such as Medicare and Medicaid are helpful, but they aren't always enough to meet someone's needs. Meanwhile, inflation on health care and prescription drug costs continue to far exceed the average 3% inflation rate. This is where strategies such as private insurance coverage and appropriate saving strategies do come into play.
I noticed that you noted living longer. Doesn't that really increase risks across the board?
Oh, it does, Bill. Advances in medicine and technology have helped us all to live longer. However, many people underestimate how long their life will really be, making them more likely to outlive their assets. Lifetime income strategies, insured solutions, and sound asset allocation approach are ways to protect against this risk.
Anything else we should be considering?
Well, we've really discussed the most common risks people may face, but there are many less common risks than you should consider as well. Legislative or tax code changes are important considerations. Changes in family status. More people are getting divorced in retirement. Might you get remarried if your spouse passes away? With the recession, we've also seen more people at all ages now having to care for children, grandchildren, parents, and other family members. So you could face an unexpected demand like that. It's important, very important, to speak to your financial advisor about all these potential issues and risks. Ultimately, understanding what might stand in your way and then taking the steps to address it will be critical to the long-term success of your retirement plan. There are many professional resources out there that can help, And our office is backed by our team locally, as well as a team of highly credentialed specialists who can work with us to work with you to ensure your planning is appropriate for your current situation and your goals.
Looking at the calendar, do you have an event or two that we should talk about?
We do. May 20th, we have got a gentleman from Virginia coming in. His name is Tim Anderson. He's the Chief Fixed Income Officer of Riverfront Investment Group, and he is going to share with us and our guests at this event on current markets and information on fixed income ideas. He's got a lot of wisdom and insights, and he is going to be sharing with us strategies for fixed income in this interest rate or rising interest rate market. So check out our website, www.howardgroupofbaird. We will have event information on there on this. Call us or send us an email off of our website if you'd like some additional information or if you would like to join us.
Mary Howard, financial advisor with the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC. Feel free to contact Mary at 605-275-2310 if you have additional questions for her on our topic, or visit the website, howardgroupofbaird.com. Sheila Ray joins us this morning from the first and only flourless bakery in the United States, Busy Lizzie Bakery. Sheila Ray, good morning.
Good morning. Excited to be here.
That's a big deal.
It is. It's like official now. The lawyers at the trademark and patent office tell me I am the official. I like that. I like being the only.
Well, and she's South Dakota. That's pretty important. And you've had an impact as well in another state that likes to think they're better than we are, Michigan.
I don't know if they think they're better than us.
You talk to some of those Michiganders.
I know. And South Dakota says the same thing. Everyone says that at least I wear the right colors as SDSU because it's blue and gold like the university. So.
But in Michigan, they will pretty much do anything that you can sell them.
Right. The University of Michigan, their Yugo stores on campus. If I can make it flourless, they buy it, which is kind of fun.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about food today. We're going to talk about what defines a breakfast food. And there is that question.
That is kind of a funny question. I have kind of a funny story, too, because I was in a store one day and I'm listening to a mother arguing with her son because he wanted a hot dog for breakfast. And she was determined he could not have a hot dog for breakfast because it wasn't breakfast food. And she was trying to get him to eat a donut. And I'm thinking the breakfast food as the hot dog would have been a better choice because at least the kid would have had some protein. That high carb, high sugar product that she was suggesting as a donut burns off quickly, doesn't give the brain any more help with concentration. So in an hour, he'd been starving again. If she'd let him have his hot dog, he could have made it 4 hours.
Breakfast prices going up. We hear that all the time. But what's it mean, really, to eat flourless?
To eat flourless is really simple. It's just giving up the word flour. If you read a package label and you do not eat anything with flour, you've given up flour. Flour is not necessary in the diet. There's not any great nutritional value to flour. We pretty much wipe everything out of it. And it's really lifeless, kind of, is a great way to say it, because there's really good flour out there. There's really good whole grain, whole wheat, whole barley, whole rye flours. However, they are not in every baked product. They're things that you bake with. Maybe you go and purchase and bake with, like you get it out of bulk, like in the Hy-Vee stores, or you buy a bag of whole rye flour. That is good flour. But if you're buying a bakery item or you're buying a loaf of bread on the shelf, is it enriched? Is it bleached white, which is what Busy Lizzie is truly against? It's not against good wheat flour. It's against bleached white flour. And there's no necessity to it. There's nothing good about it.
Sheila Ray with the Busy Lizzie Bakery, first and only flourless bakery in the United States. It has to be in South Dakota.
It is in South Dakota. We're very proud to have come back to South Dakota. We've been just back just about 3 years, and we built on the old family farm. This summer, we'll be planting our vegetables again like we did last year, and we'll have some really unique products coming out, different flavors. I love to play with flavors in our muffins and our cookies, and we just enjoy coming up with new creations. But we always encourage people to try the mixes and do themselves. We were just discussing juicing. If you're a juicer, save that amazing thick fibrous product that you have left that you aren't drinking and make a Busy Lizzie muffin or cookie out of it. With a muffin, all you have to do is take 2 cups of that fibrous mix and add 3/4 of a cup of liquid to it, milk, water, juice, whatever you want, and 1/4 cup of butter or oil, and you've made the most amazing muffins. Add your additions. You can add cinnamon and nutmeg. You can add chocolate chips or fresh blueberries or raspberries, anything you want.
All right, we have made the case for Busy Lizzie this morning, but we haven't told people where they can find it.
Hy-Vee, all the Hy-Vee health markets carry it in town, from Watertown to down to Kearney, Nebraska. So we're in lots of different Hy-Vee stores, and we're in Wayne and Mary's. So, and if you need help picking out things or understanding why to eat flourless, you can always take the time to talk to one of our Hy-Vee dietitians. They're amazing, and they're a great resource right here in the community, along with the Wayne and Mary staff.
Drew Carey, he's had a little bit of a change of life.
He has a huge change in life. He used to eat anything and everything, was known for eating very, very, very crappy food. And his new statement is, eating crappy food isn't a reward. It's a punishment. People expect that if they're going to lose weight or feel better, they have to punish themselves by eating good food. And I think that's so funny. If you eat good food that tastes amazing, what is the punishment there? You know, people say, I'm going on a diet. I have to live like this for the next 6 months as I try to lose this weight. If that's the way you feel about dieting, you're never going to lose any weight. Or if you do lose the weight, you're going to gain it back. And most people don't understand that. And I run into people all the time that say, I don't eat carbs. Yes, you do. You eat fruit. You eat vegetables. Hopefully, you're choosing whole grains. Those are good carbs. And the bad carbs is what you need to give up. You need to give up the pops and the sugary treats. And then you'll see the inflammation in your body and the fat kind of melt away.
Benefits of oatmeal. My mother always told me to eat oatmeal. Should we be eating oatmeal?
Absolutely. It is the best. It is absolutely the best fiber you can get. It has insoluble fiber and soluble fiber. And insoluble, it basically, the type that does not dissolve in water, and it can be found in wheat bran, which is a good product, oats and other whole grains, as well as vegetables. And it really promotes a regularity in the body. It makes the body work right. And then there's the soluble fiber that does dissolve in water, again, found in our oatmeal, our oat brands, our beans, apples, carrots, any kind of vegetables. And that actually helps lower cholesterol and makes you help maintain healthy blood sugars, which a lot of people struggle with, is keeping their blood sugars at a level, an even level. You don't have highs and lows, so you don't without those spikes, you don't crave the sugars.
Sheila Ray from Busy Lizzie Bakery, first and only flourless bakery in the United States. You find it at Hy-Vee.
And Wayne and Mary's.
And online as well?
And online at BusyLizzieBakery.com. You can order any of the products. We highly recommend trying out some of the mixes for the season. Try some new fruits and vegetables.
Why did you start Busy Lizzie?
Because somebody told me that I couldn't bake without flour. My mom.
Moms tell us we can or can't do things.
I know. And she's always been a baker. So you bake with flour. And it was kind of a challenge, even though it wasn't a challenge. She didn't mean it that way. And she's amazing. She actually works in the bakery about 40 hours a week.
And you remind her all the time, I'll bet.
I do. I tease her about it all the time. But it's part of the story.
So where did the name come from?
Came from my daughter, Elizabeth, and she published a book when she was 7 named Elizabeth's Famous Chocolate Chip Cookies. And she's kind of like her mom. She doesn't let anybody stop her. She's going to do anything she wants. And she wanted to make this amazing cookie that was soft but with butter. And we laughed the whole time she did it. And when it came down to Busy Lizzie being created, my husband said, I think it should be named after Lizzie. And Busy Lizzie goes good together. And it does.
My guess is that the fact that you got it at the University of Michigan, that there might be some universities that would want to try this product, maybe have it on their campuses.
I think a lot of them should have it. I think hospitals should have it. I don't think there's any place that shouldn't carry it. I think that if you looked at schools, they could use it as a mix form and use the leftover vegetables or the leftover fruits at the end of the day that maybe would be thrown out the back door. And because they, you know, aren't, you know, just perfect anymore. They're maybe bruised or whatever. You can create amazing products. And, you know, we throw a lot of really good product away every day in this country. We shouldn't be wasting it.
One last time, how they find you?
We're at BusyLizzieBakery.com. You can find us at all the Hy-Vees and the health markets. And you can also find us at Wayne & Mary's.
Sheila Ray from Busy Lizzie. We appreciate you taking time to visit with us on It's Your Business.
It's awesome. Thanks.
If you've had an orthopedics injury, you don't want to wait days or weeks to be seen. You want to get answers as quickly as possible. Call Dr. Tim Lee Burton at Specialty Orthopedics today, and you'll see Dr. Lee Burton within a day, just that fast, within one day. You're not seeing this when you go to some of the orthopedic walk-in clinics. You see a mid-level or you see an assistant. Well, they're knowledgeable, but they're not doctors. Dr. Lee Burton is an orthopedic surgeon. You can see him within a day, so there's no waiting for a week or 10 days to get a diagnosis. You get it quickly, which means you move forward with tests and surgery all that much faster if they're needed. Dr. Lee Burton specializes in hand surgery, but he can do all kinds of orthopedic surgery as well as general orthopedic care. Call him today. You can be seen tomorrow. 275-5560. 275-5560. Don't put it off. Today is the day to do it. Call Dr. Tim Lee Burton at Specialty Orthopedics or go to sfspecialtyorthopedics.com.
Kinetico may not be the first water company you think of, but who should you be talking to?
It's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. Hi, I'm Julene. In 2014, why not trade in your old electric water softener for a new Kinetico? We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener, and with a new Kinetico water softener that is free of electricity, you've cut the cord. Just call us at 339-3434 or visit KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
For water in the USA, it's as simple as running water. Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. It's not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, Isu Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24-7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Fox News on the hour, every hour. Bulletins at once. Hello. News Talk 1320 107.9.
Well, it's that Easter weekend, and it's a time that families put their heads together, enjoy their time together. Religious experience for some. But for me, the good thing about an Easter weekend is not only the family, but reminds me as I hit the road that my comfort king bed is pretty special. Used to be when I was on the road that I would stop and we'd go visit our daughters or our son someplace far away. Their beds would be better than what we had in Hartford, South Dakota. Right now, though, I kind of dread making the road trips because I have a comfort king. The comfort kings really become very special. We visited with Chris Larson at the Comfort King factory, and he asked us what we wanted in a bed, and we didn't know. Our wife checked out 8 of the beds there. She found the firmness that she thought would work, and then we had a double set of controls. My wife has one for her side of the bed. I've got one for mine, and if we can't get to sleep in any other way, and we don't want to take aspirin or something else for what pains that we now have in life, we can actually not put a quarter in the bed. We just turn on the little massager. The massager will put you right to sleep. What I do notice is I have a chance to sleep through the night. I don't have to worry about Rev or the business people that are going to be on the show. I don't have to worry about that. All I have to do is get a good night's sleep, wake up in the morning, and I'm ready for the next day. If it's visiting with relatives, playing golf, or coming to work and dealing with those guests that are so important to us and we know that are important to you for It's Your Business. Comfort King, zero gravity. Try it for you. It's the best thing you can do for your business.
Good morning. It's Your Business on Kello News Talk 1320. And it's time to check in now with John over at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rev. How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. Today's Friday. That means it's Fish Friday at Valentino's.
Yes, it's Fish Friday. We get the fillets in, cut them up, and then hand dip them just before it hits the fryer. So they're really crispy and light and very tasty. We get so many compliments on it and so many regulars that come back just for the fish on Fridays.
I know you guys have the great salad bar over there that I've been enjoying for years. You've got tons of pasta to choose from. You've got tons of pizza to choose from. You also make pizza to order for people who come in, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Like if somebody comes in and they got a special request, all they got to do is let us know when they first come in, and that way we can have it ready for them to go, ready for them by the time they're getting ready to go to the pizza bar.
So all I have to do is come in and say I'd like a bacon cheeseburger pizza because it's the world's best, and it wouldn't be an issue at all, would it?
Well, no, especially not that one, because that one we can't take off. We got to keep that out for guys like you.
Let's talk about your fried chicken. People rave over the fried chicken at Valentino's.
Yes, we do. That's I can't tell you how many people I talked to this week, first-timers, and that's one thing, especially the old farmers tell us, you know, we got the best damn fried chicken in town, and it's that damn part that puts it over the top, I think.
And the mashed potatoes and gravy and everything that goes right along with it, too.
Yes, and we got a new vegetable mix, Key Largo vegetables, that is going over very well with the ladies and the men. It's a mix of beans and carrots and peppers and different veggies, and it is just really good with we have a special blend of seasoning we put with it, and that really sets it off.
Well, I guess there's no Sunday brunch because you're going to be closed for Easter. Is that right, John?
That is right. Our employees and my own family are celebrating Easter together, and we just think that's what we should do.
So. I think that's a great idea, and I admire you for that. John, thanks for checking in with us this morning.
Yep, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. That's John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. I've been going there for decades. I suggest it for you, too. Fish Friday today, Valentino's. It's Your Business, second hour on the way. Coming up next hour, we're going to be talking some great life with Don Hill from Great Life, coming up on Kello News Talk 1320.